with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it!
Pump it
up. Yeah, pump it. Well, this is a terrible statistic or a survey. Anyway, 210 million packages were stolen by porch pirates in 2021. 210 million. Two out of three Americans.
That's a sad have had stat. That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody out there listening right now that's stolen a package off a porch, you're a piece of trash.
Yeah.
You know what? You suck.
Yeah, you do.
You're the worst. It's not yours. Leave it. What are you doing? I mean, that's what you're doing. You're driving around. That's what you're doing with your day.
What goes through your mind? Like, you see a package, you're like, I'm just going to take it. That's fine. I'm just going to take that package. What are you doing?
You ever see those videos of the people stealing a package, but the guy comes out on his porch and ends up beating the guy up?
I love that. I love.
Me too.
It's just fantastic.
Give him a couple extra licks.
Yeah, just a couple little slaps. Like, I just got a stick on by my front door. And that way, if I see someone steal it, I just chase them after the stick. I hit them with the stick. That's what I do.
Nancy Kerrigan to the side of the knee. You know, that's what it's going to be. I don't play around with that, dude. There's some. I want my bull whips and my yo-yos, dude. If those get stolen off my porch,
which that's the one. Out of all of this, if anybody's ever stolen a package off of Hunter's porch, I know you got some questions. All right,
sadly disappointed.
Like, what is this? Like, I don't even know.
Do you have a child? He doesn't have any kids.
No, this is a grown man. What did he order? Look at these packages. Hey,
look at this.
Hey, John, look at these packages this guy had. This is weird, man.
Right.
This is weird.
He stopped stealing packages off mine.
If you order enough weird stuff. Stop stealing. No, don't take anything from that guy's house, dude. It's weird, man. It's weird. But, yeah, long story short, don't steal packages, you
Come
jerk.
On. What are you doing?
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, that is an annoying stat. I know. We go from one bad thing to another bad thing. We got to talk about this again. If you haven't heard the news, the amazing comedian, actor, just America's dad, Bob Saget, passed away yesterday.
It was one of those where... So I got the news through my wife. I think she was on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
She kind of just leaned. She's like, hey, Bob Saget died?
I thought Kiki was messing with me.
I looked at her and I was like, no. Yeah. No, it's one of those, you know, fake story. But, you know, you don't want to speculate, blah, blah, blah. And so she went further into it and she's like, no. Like, this is serious. And I'm like, no.
65 years old, man. That's it. So right now, so he was found in his hotel room in Orlando. I guess the staff found him, called the cops. At this point, there's no
Apparently
signs
did
of fire.
A comedy show.
Yeah, then... just the night before, he was on a big tour. He was in the middle of a stand-up tour. No foul play or drug use is expected or suspected at this point. But, dude, that's just, it's one of those ones. Yeah, it's really sad.
It's really sad because immediately, you know, I think I was watching football at the time, and I just started thinking about it and thinking, Bob Saget. I grew up with Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Full House.
Yeah.
America's Funniest Videos. This guy was a staple in my child. If you grew up in the 90s, or if you just lived through the 90s.
Yeah, he's America's dad. And then America's Funniest Home Videos. I mean, that was the best OG America's Funniest Home Videos, in my opinion. You know what one thing always gets me that a lot of people don't either remember? Because he did. He was the voice on How I Met Your Mother, obviously Full House, all that, his stand-up. But his little bit.
Been in movies?
His little bit in Half-Baked is probably one of the greatest cameos.
I used to. Can't even say it on the radio.
This guy's up here saying that he's addicted to... Oh, my God. If you don't know what I'm talking about, in honor of Bob Saget today, just look up Bob Saget Half-Baked and be like, that's no way. No way!
There's a part in there where Bob Saget stands up and says something that you don't expect Bob Saget to say.
You would never expect
him. You know what the greatest part about that was? It was at the time, the early 2000s, when nobody really knew Bob Saget beyond like Full House and AFV.
No.
So they had this picture of Bob Saget in their head, and then he stands up and says that.
Got a little bit of scruff, and what comes out of his mouth, you're like, what? What happened to...
Is that Danny Tanner?
What happened to Danny Tanner? It's been rough for him, man.
You know?
Been rough. Anyway.
But man, it was
sad news, man. I hate to bring everyone down during the morning dump, but if we had to pay homage to one of the greats, man, and he will be missed. All right, well, there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. Brock and Hunt.